A year ago, a federal judge fined Murphy Oil USA $5.5 million for air emissions violations. It was a shock to company officials who thought that this had been worked out years earlier. Murphy Oil has also spent $7.5 million for a piece of anti-pollution equipment ordered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the State Department of Natural Resources. Murphy corporate officials say they've done enough. Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar says environmental agencies are beginning to agree.
We're much closer to a permit that allows them to lower their emissions, operate that plant efficiently, and still be able to do it, have startups and shutdowns and deal with malfunctions in a real-world situation. I'm very optimistic that Murphy's going to get a permit that we all find acceptable.
At stake is 150 good-paying jobs in Superior, where high-paying jobs are at a premium. But Jauch says the new administration is taking a special interest in settling the air emissions controversy.
Governor-elect Doyle has been very supportive of a meaningful proposal that allows Murphy to operate that refinery in a responsible and reasonable manner. We're going to see some results in the near future.
The new pollution control equipment will cut Murphy Oil Refinery's air emissions by 90%. Jauch expects an agreement to be final in a few weeks. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.